Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines on Monday, 21st March 2022. Top stories for today. COVID-positive individuals may be able to cast their ballots in the 15th general election. Earlier today, Health Minister Khairi Jamaluddin said discussions between the Ministry of Health and the Election Commission on the safety protocol are well underway. Short-term mitigation work due to the landslide in Taman Bukit Permai in Ampang Jaya is expected to start this week. According to Ikram Construction Division Manager Muhammad Hafiz Muhammad Razali, the repair works are expected to take at least 3 to 4 months to be completed. Muhammad Hafiz said that permanent slope strengthening works would be decided once the relevant authorities complete their investigations. Assistant Tourism, Culture and Environment Minister Dato' Johniston Bangkwai today said that Sabah will try to establish air-vaccinated travel lanes directly into the state with regional countries that have yet to open their borders. Although Malaysia is expected to reopen borders for international travel on April 1st, which will allow unquarantined travel, this does not apply to countries whose borders remain closed. On the international front, China reported more than 4,000 new COVID-19 cases across the country as of yesterday, with two-thirds in Jilin province, which borders Russia and North Korea. China has now imposed stay-at-home orders on millions of people in the country's northeast as it battles its biggest COVID-19 outbreak in 2 years. According to the new restrictions, only medical personnel and other anti-epidemic workers will be authorized to leave their homes. Ukraine rejected a Russian ultimatum to surrender the city of Mariupol today, as renewed overnight shelling killed 6 in the capital of Kyiv. The move came as US President Joe Biden announced a trip to Poland for crisis talks over the Russian invasion. And New Zealand said today it will provide Ukraine with a further $3.46 million in funds and non-lethal military assistance, including some surplus equipment. Prime Minister Jacinta Ardern said the money would be primarily directed to a NATO trust fund that provides fuel, rations, communication equipments and first aid kits to support Ukraine as it battles Russian forces. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Lisa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.